Our warm, dry autumn continues, and we're going to go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. The website, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I have been great. Sitting in this weather going, I don't know, man, when's this going to change?
You want the wind and the cold, and you want, I mean, you're ready.
I want what everybody doesn't want. Bring on the cold. We need some cold. It's 70-some degrees out here as I'm getting ready to jump into my bow stand, and it's been kind of the same old stuff we've been talking about the last few weeks, Steve. It's just been so mild. Ducks aren't doing anything. The deer are moving after dark. But fishing is really picked up this week. That was the bright spot. Finally, the fall bite has started. Started like Tuesday, and it's going on just about every lake I've been on this week. And walleyes are up on that 14, 15 feet, fairly shallow. And what's nice about fall right now, Steve, is you can catch them in the middle of the day. You don't have to get up early. And they're putting on the feed bag like they always do late October and into November. So the bright spot right now is the fishing, but not the hunting.
Yeah, when you look at the weather tomorrow, the winds are going to be relatively light. It's going to be sunny. And a great Sunday to be out on the water. I mean, light coat, maybe. If you're able to get out of a breeze, you probably don't even need a coat if you're going to be out on the water and catch a fish or two.
Yeah, it's really a great time. And, you know, all the docks, the DNR has pulled the docks in just about all the lakes in the Northwest. And, you know, that deters a lot of people. And I've always said when they pull the docks, that's when the walleyes and crappies start biting, which happens every year. So there's not much competition out there. And, you know, it's difficult for older people especially to launch a boat without a dock. But us younger bucks, we can do it. And really, this is the best time to be out. There's hardly anybody. You know, fishing, all the cabin people are gone. Their docks are in, but they're missing the best fishing of the year. It's actually fall fishing right now is better than the spring, if you can believe that. And I'm using, you know, pretty good size minnows, 2.5-inch sucker minnows and shiners, and, you know, just moving them with a tiny little jig, long line, way away from the boat. And right now at this time of fall, the minnows are large in the lakes. They've grown all year. And these predator fish are on the bite for bigger bait. So it's always better to go to something a little bigger. You don't want to use those big northern pike-type sucker minnows. You want to use the very small ones that are no longer than 2.5 inches, and they really show a real preference for that.
Steve Kearney joining us about the hunt. Any more news on the pheasant hunt so far? There's still a long way to go in that season, but any news from your buddies?
Yeah, I've been out a couple times. It's quiet. I wouldn't say there's anything extraordinary at all. A lot of the corn, probably 80% of the corn is down, so the birds we're seeing, you know, are moderate. I wouldn't say it's any great numbers by any means, but as it gets colder, they're going to be a little bit more active, and it's going to get better. Everything just gets better, Steve, as you get into late October, into November, and some of the best pheasant hunt of the year is middle of November to December. You know, when people are thinking about, you know, gun hunting for deer and doing other things, but that's my favorite time to go. And they're a little bit more predictable. There might be a little bit more snow cover so you can track them and find out where they are. And so it'll get better. It's just we've been talking about this October lull thing for 2 weeks. And I think generally in the outdoors right now, we still have that lull going on. But I saw 70s next week. I'm not happy about that. I don't want that. I want like 40. We need 40 during the day. That's what we need. And we need a sustained cold front and cold weather to really get things going in the outdoors. So, you know, what do you do? It's just unbelievably too nice.
Well, and one thing I wanted to bring up, ducks. I mean, we haven't talked a lot about that at all.
Well, there's not a lot to talk about, Steve. It's just been a non-eventful duck season so far. I was in the decoys on Friday morning and shot a few diver ducks, but nothing of any great numbers, and we just haven't seen any push. And a lot of my contacts up in Canada and northern, way up in northern Minnesota say there's tons of birds still up there, and there's no reason for them to leave. They got grain fields up there. They got mild weather. and there's no reason for them to go south until we get, you know, some cold weather to drive them down. So my prediction is the best duck hunting is going to be right around the firearms deer opener, November 3rd till about the 7th or 8th. That's when you're going to see probably your first major push, and everybody will be in the woods, but I'll be in the bull rushes the way it looks.
Steve, and then firearms deer season coming up quick.
Yeah, like 2 weeks. So archers like myself, we have about 10 days or so, 11, 12 days to get it done before that happens, because once the gun season starts, it's pretty tough to kill a deer with a bow. So most archers I know right now are out every day, every night, trying to make it happen. So that's going to be my focus this week, is try to get that second deer down here before the gun guys get out there and do their thing.
Now, I have one final thought on that. What are the numbers? What are you hearing around the state? Because that has a huge impact on success, not only that the bull hunters are seeing or not seeing right now, but what we could expect for the harvest once firearm season opens.
Yeah, you know, Steve, it's really hard to predict something like that. The one caveat, I think, is there's a whole lot more people are using crossbows now, which has brought a lot more people into the archery game, and that has changed things quite a bit. A lot of the deer that were taken last year via archery, about 60% were crossbows, and that has gotten more people involved in the outdoors. There's more bow hunters out there. So that has, you know, had an impact. But deer numbers, hard to really say yet. Up where I am in northwest Minnesota, the numbers are great, but northeast, not so good, and they haven't been for quite some time. But we'll, again, everything will wash out here in 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll kind of find out. But nothing definitive, I would say, in numbers right now.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We'll do it again in a week. Good luck out there. And once again, if your boat's still available, boy, Sunday looks like a great day to get out on the water and catch a fish or two. That's for sure.
Absolutely. You take care, right, Steve.
There he is, Steve Kearney, stevekearneyoutdoors.com, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And by the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday with Rob Dreisline and the Outdoor News. He has an hour-long show between 5 and 6. A lot of great guests, a lot of great information. Rob Dreisline, Outdoor News, Sundays between 5 and 6.